This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, February 9th. God's word for you today is, first, forget. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19, which says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Isaiah 43 verse 15 to 18 says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator and King. I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves, and they drowned, their lives snuffed out like a smoldering candle wick. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do. We thank God for the testimonies and all the amazing things He has done in our lives and in our midst. But God is saying to you today, forget all that. It is nothing compared to what God is going to do. Nothing compared. Say amen. God knows how to drive home a point. God started by talking about what He has done. Opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves, and they drowned, and we are all wild, right? Then God says, forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do. God wants us to thank Him for the testimonies. The exodus from Egypt that God is talking about, He told the Israelites to institutionalize it, make it transgenerational, and teach it to their children and their children's children. God wants us to testify, and God wants us to be grateful. But God is saying the things He is about to do will make those things seem like child's play, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. The New International Version of the Bible puts it this way, Isaiah 43 verse 18, which says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. The word forget from this scripture reference means do not dwell on the past. We thank God for the breakthroughs, but we do not dwell on the past. It is gone. We thank God for the anointing of yesterday, but it is not sufficient for today. God says, Isaiah 43:19 says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. From this scripture, we see three things and two outcomes. It is key that we understand this for the next chapter. The first thing is, do not dwell on the past. Forget the former things. Someone hurt you, let it go. Do not dwell on the past. Someone disappointed you, let it go and do not dwell on the past. Someone was mean to you, let it go. Do not dwell on the past. You have expectations that were dashed. Let it go and do not dwell on the past. You were promoted. Praise God. Do not dwell on the past. You have experienced breakthroughs. Praise God, but do not dwell on the past. God is saying to us today, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the miracles you have done. Today, I align with your instruction to forget the former things, no matter how great or how painful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.